noontime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. There's an old saying that runs, an hour of sleep before midnight is usually worth 2 hours after midnight. But here's a woman who says,
maybe it is worth it. But suppose you're like me and can't sleep. Suppose you always lie awake for hours after you go to bed.
Well, in that case, I'd say there's just one thing to do. Try to find out what's causing that sleeplessness. It may be as simple a thing as coffee. For while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others cannot. If you suspect that coffee is robbing you of sleep, switch to Postum and see if it doesn't make a difference. Postum does not contain caffeine, does not contain any stimulant that could possibly keep you awake. It's just a skillfully roasted blend of whole wheat and bran, delicately sweetened. And Postum is delicious to drink, with a smooth, mellow, rich flavor and a tempting aroma that fairly invites drinking. What's more, it's both easy to make and economical, costing less than 1/2 cent a cup. Get Postum at your grocer's. Drink it instead of coffee if coffee's been keeping you awake, and see if you don't get a better night's sleep. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that all of Lum and Abner's outside interests have been disposed of, they've decided to devote all of their time to operating their Jot 'em Down store. During the past few weeks, the store has been neglected to such an extent that the stock has become very depleted and business is steadily falling off. As we look in on the little community today, Pine Ridge is enjoying the first touch of spring weather, and we find Grandpappy Spears over at the store talking with Abner. Listen.
Oh, it just ain't no use to talk about it, Grandpap. I'd love to the worst way, love to, but I just can't get off. Couldn't do it, just couldn't do it at all, couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd mention it to you.
Yeah, sure.
I hadn't thought nothing about it myself till a while ago. Digging around out there in the garden, dug up a whole tomato can full of fish bait.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty day for it, all right.
Well, not only that, but the signs is right, Abner. I was looking at the almanac last night. Couldn't ask the moon to be better for it.
No, no.
Talking to the Macmillan boys, too. They was out yesterday.
They was, huh?
They come by the place along the shank of the evening there. Had a string of white pitch. It'd make your mouth water.
Oh, my goodness. Only, I do love them things, too. I love them.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun catching them, too, when they're biting.
Whereabouts did they go, Macmillan boys?
Oh, they're down on Big Eddy. They say in the lower end of the eddy there.
Uh-huh. Well, there's just lots of them in that hole of water, all right.
Oh, yeah. And they ought to be biting good today, for they said they throwed a half a sack of cracked corn in there.
They did, huh?
Yeah, just about be getting soft enough for them to eat good today.
Oh, my, yes. Lord me, if they done it, yeah. Bound your body couldn't stir them with a stick down.
Oh, you have to get behind a tree to make a hook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, if I could just get off or get on out of here, Grandpap. Dad, blame it, come over here and get me unsatisfied with myself. I don't know of one thing I'd rather do than to be sitting down there on that riverbank this evening.
Yeah,
that big oak, you know, it leans out there with the water right there at the fur end of the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Fella can sit there and lean back again that tree and sunny sail. Watch that cart bobbling.
Well, sir, now right there by that tree is where they catched all them pierce yesterday, they said.
I knowed it. That, blame it, that's my favorite place, right?
Yes, sir, that's one reason I thought about you. I knowed you always loved to sit out there.
Are you sure that the signs is right, Grandpap?
Oh, they couldn't be better, Abner. Looked it up. I looked it up myself. Ain't you got an almanac around here? I'll show you.
No. I taken it up to the place for Elizabeth. She wanted to look up the sign to see when to plant.
Yeah. Well, they're right. I'll guarantee you that.
Uh-huh.
And the dogwood's in bloom. That's sign enough they're biting right there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, blame it. I wish you hadn't come by here, Grandpap.
Well, why don't you ask Lum? He'd let you go up.
No. I daresn't do it, Grandpap. Daresn't do it. He'd throw a fit. Throw a fit right here in the store.
Would I?
Oh, me. I would love to have a mess of them things, too.
Yeah, I'm going anyway. I tell you, I could bring you some back, I reckon, Abner. I know I'll catch more than we can eat the way they're biting.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but